Harry prepares a present. I'm getting bored. No one is looking at me. No one wants to play with me. They are all busy preparing a party. And believe it or not, the party is not for me. It is for Betty. Betty is okay. I like her. She's the oldest person in our family. She is generous because she always gives me some toys. Oh, my bone, I have an idea. I will make her a surprise and prepare something just for Betty. What can I give her? I know. I am the smartest dog in the world. Yuppie! I will go to the corner shop and beg for something. The owner, Mr. Johnson, is a kind man. I am running towards the shop. I am so clever. Okay, I am in front of the shop. I must be nice and I should look smart. Mr. Johnson is waiting for his customers. He is looking at me. Oh, hi, Harry. It's nice to see you. Come here, my friend, says the shop owner. He strokes me, touches my ears. Do you know any tricks, my dear? He asks. Of course, I can wag my tail, roll over, fetch, give you a paw, whatever you want. You're a nice dog. I will give you a reward. Here you are. Catch, he says. Oh, my bone. A tasty dog biscuit. I cannot believe it. It was so easy. I have a present for Betty. I put the biscuit in my mouth and run home. It smells so nice. So nice. Betty is great. She will not be angry if I eat just a bit of the biscuit. I will take one bite and maybe one more. Oh, my bone! I have eaten almost half of the biscuit. I hope she won't notice.